Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
We were born in 73, fraternal twins creatively. Disconnected by others' opinion, even though our styles vary, we both knew our worth to grace her beauty. We had to be in tune, not in a tomb, for within, not saying she never sinned, she was very much human. They claimed she was a goddess because of her deep sixth sense. Truth was told every time she had commenced. Joan of Arc and Harriet Tubman, a leader and a warrior. I was hardly a mention, wasn't sad. I accept being the underdog and underrated. I was okay as long as my sister made it. Lived the dreams through her heartbeats. Every time they tried to lock her up, she manifested heat. Her bars melted, making sure all her listeners felt it. She became very hip, then other tries to emulate her, to hop on her bandwagon. She didn't care, she was loving and forgiving, allowed sacrifices even if it cost her her ultimate vision. I admit, I should have reached out to her more. One time I never forget, she gave me some sound advice. I didn't like it, said some coarse words as we got into our fight. She changed her numerical code. I stayed pushing my gospel, claiming she sold her soul. Out of line as I reacted so hostile, I never appreciated her words while she was here. She was like me. She was pure poetry. She wanted to feel her people pain when I wanted just my world to change. I needed my lyrics, melodically, sonically, and speech. She wanted her words to ride on rugged beats. She wanted the fame but infamy too. Those dualities I couldn't do. I mounted up with wings and flew. When I was down under fighting the Phoenix, she was in Brooklyn and Bronx. Living it up until she popped out and crossed that bridge, intravenously in everyone's bloodstream. I should have been proud that she's gone now. Presently, crossroads are reaching new thresholds by my nephews and nieces. Parade around their songs about drugs and Jesus pieces. Trip hop to trap hop, need expensive cars and added celebrity drops. They were not even close to her psyche. No boom bap, just like Mikey. Wanted to eat everything and like Sally, but it's not that easy. As eating cereal must include wisdom, I told them, to become imperial. Not gaining any knowledge of the mind. Music where lyrics are hard to find. They have some waves like my sis. As they use genres of music to be infused, still can't get this tainted verbiage a lift. They were blessed by certain great genetics, but rely on sinful vibrations and vocal cybernetics, auto-tuned with no purity of the voice anymore. Become a real harlots for the monetary system. I yet again might lose my next family generation as I pray and tarry for my people to change, not to sell their moral values for this chump change to gain. She's gone, and she's gone.
She's gone, she's gone, she's gone, she's gone, oh she's gone. Lead a life so she'll find her way back home. She's gone, she's gone, she's gone, she's gone, oh she's gone. Lead a life so she'll find her way back home.
Welcome, welcome. Welcome to Spoken Revelation. How y'all doing today? It's a blessed morning. Blessed morning. Yes. Really blessed morning. I'd like to thank y'all for being here today. We are going to have a great show today. I could just feel it in my spirit right now. The topic of my subject is that God don't shut down, we shut down. And I'm going to be talking about faith. And, you know, faith is something that we all have to have in life. And, you know, this is a topic that we all have to talk about. And it should be implemented in your life because we all need faith to live. You know, we wake up day by day and just you know, hoping that our tomorrow is going to be better. And just that little bit of faith, we take home everything that we have in the morning, you know. So, you know, this is a wonderful thing, when it comes to faith. I consider myself as a man of faith, and I love it. I love just being a man of faith because sometimes I don't have to worry about the things that are happening around me because I have faith that they're going to get better. And that's just the main thing about faith. And a lot of times I'm saying not perfect. You know, we sometimes, you know, lose faith in things, but you got to know how to keep yourself grounded in the faith and understand the Creator and who He wants you to be. Because, yes, we are tested every day on our faith. And as we do test it, if we surpass the faith that He tests us on, we're going to be rewarded. I think that's a great thing. So the topic today is God don't shut down, we shut down. And how do we shut down? We have doubt in our heart, and that doubt leads to worryation, and that doubt leads to depression. That doubt leads to a lot of things that is a extension of our problem when it comes to us growing as a person and realizing who is in charge of our lives. It's just amazing. I look on my life, and I like to draw reference from my life because who knows better than myself when it comes to my life? So I like to draw reference for myself, and sometimes I draw reference for my friends and family. But a lot of times I like to draw reference to myself. Me being here talking to you right now, it's about faith, you know. The Lord told me to do something, and I said, Lord, I'm going to do it. Because early in my life, you know, I laughed at myself because I was a man of little faith, you know. I mean, real little faith, you know, because you only need a little bit. But I think I had a small amount that I don't think it was sufficient as in being faithful. So I guess I didn't have any. But, you know, the Lord, He really has shown me Himself and using, growing my faith. And it's amazing. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing. And speaking of that, I want to get into a little scripture about faith. Because I want to, you know, go in depth with it, you know. And just like I was saying about seed of faith, I want to read Luke 17, chapter 6, verse. And the Lord said, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it shall obey you. We got to have faith. Now, a seed is something that can grow. If it, to me, my opinion, it's a capsule that has DNA of that flower, that plant. Now, if the Lord show you and you have that feeling, you wake up in the morning, I have this feeling to start this business. I have this feeling to start this church. I have this feeling to start this ministry. The Lord knows that if you had that feeling, He already provided the fertile ground. He already provided the fertile ground for you. But if you don't plant that seed, I don't know how fertile that ground is and how rich and moist it is, it's not going to grow. I had to learn that within myself. You want to do all these great things, Dion. You want to do this. You want to do that. But guess what? You don't plant your seed out. You don't cast your line to catch that fish. You know why? Because you're scared. You're scared to fail. I'm going to tell you one thing about failure. Failure is within yourself. Not in this world, not in this conscious world, it's you. You are your worst enemy when it comes to implementing your goals. You're your worst enemy. Time you get the goal in your head, there's about a couple of seconds of doubt of things saying how many ways this can go wrong. Me, for example, I'm going to use myself. I was like, okay, I want to do this, and I want to do this world tour. You know what I'm saying? And I started thinking, I said, how do I want to do that? I don't got no sponsors. I don't got this. I don't got that. I don't got no money. You know? But slowly but surely, it's coming along. Coming along. And I'm speaking into existence. The Lord is connecting me with people that can do these things. And I don't need the money. He's providing donations for my dream. Because the ground is fertile. It's there. It's there. Now I'm planting the seeds. That's what I'm doing. It's called me Johnny Appleseed right now. Of faith. I'm planting seeds everywhere. And they're going to grow. Now, when they're going to grow, now that's when your faith is tested. Because it was an interesting thing. I shout out to my people out there on Facebook. I love you out there because, you know, there's a lot of positive things you're saying on your status. And I love y'all for it because y'all do not know that the things you say encourage me and actually give me more insight in what I'm doing, especially when it comes to spoken revelations. And, you know, someone put up on their Facebook and they was like, just because you don't see it move, that don't mean God is not moving. Oh, that was profound. That was profound. So if you look at it, if you plant a seed, you don't know what's going on the ground. Man, that root could be going crazy under there. I'm gonna tell you something as well. The roots of a tree is bigger than the tree. The roots of a tree is bigger than the tree. You'll never see it. You never see it because you never went underground to see them tree roots. And you would know why the tree is so big and strong. Because the root that was planted, that seed was planted deeply. So it takes time for that tree to grow. But when it's out of the ground, everyone knows. Your faith has to be the same way. People, we're living in a different day and age. Don't come with that little bit of faith. No, you can do it, and I mean it. I'm doing it, and I'm working on faith, pure faith. That's all I'm working on. If you don't believe me, I wish people could just perceive the way I live. It's pure faith. People come to me with problems, the Lord is going to bless you. That's all I'm going to say. The Lord is going to do it for you, because he will. It's up to you. You are your worst enemy. I tell you, it's a fight between you, the duality of man. What you want to do in life? Do you have the faith to do it? It's not do you have the money, because it's not all about money. It's about the faith. How much faith do you got? How much faith do you have in your bank? Man, I'm telling you, I'm becoming a billionaire. Because of how much faith I got in my bank. It's all about faith. It ain't all about money. You can do what you want to do in this world. It's about faith. And when I say you do what you want to do, you got to have it in the confines of doing something positive. Because if somebody you have conflicted faith with somebody who's trying to do something positive. If you want to do something negative, that's somebody who got perfect faith that want to do something positive. So you want to do something negative, that perfect faith would trump your negative faith. Because you got some people that believe in negativity. Yeah. And guess what? If they believe in negativity so much, that would resonate in their spirit. And they will get somewhere with negativity as well. But if you're a positive person and you have just as much faith as they have, it will trump it. I'm encouraging you to stay positive. Stay positive. That's another scripture I want to get into. 2 Corinthians 5-7 verse. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Just picture the stairway to heaven. Just picture it in your mind. Visually, consciously, it's there. Walk, walk, walk. I mean, literally walk if you're at your home. You're on a stairway to heaven. You may not see it, but you believe it. We don't see God, but he's there. We feel him. We don't see the wind, we feel it. And we see the wind move things. We know it's there. God is there. Your faith has to be there. Your faith has to be there. 1 John 5:14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask him anything according to his will, he heareth us. We got to pray. We got to pray, and we got to really believe in what we're praying. This is some serious stuff here. This is not lip service. I'm not telling you this because, oh, it sounds good. I'm telling you this because I live by the code of it. I'm going to call it the F code, the faith code, because I live by it. I had to, because I came to a point in my time, I came to a point in my life where it was so dark and dismal. I had to. I had to say, Lord, if you're real, please give me some faith to get out of this situation. And I ain't going to lie to you, the Lord gave me the faith. Because I sat around, watch this not happen. Watch this don't happen. This don't happen. But the Lord grabbed me on the curb. He was like, I'm going to do it for Dion. I'm going to show him that I mean business, that I'm not playing. I said, watch this, Lord. I said, yeah, you say you're going to give me all this. You say if I serve you, you're going to give me that. But watch here. You know, I'm not even, look, I ain't going to get my, I'm not going to get my kids. I'm not ever going to see my kids again. I'm never going to have my job. I'm never going to work again. You know, I'm never going to have a roof over my house. I'm always going to be living with my mom. Lord, if you real, show me a way out. Are you sure, Dion? You sure want to ride this journey? I said, yeah, Lord, anything is better than this. And here I am. I had to learn. Now, there's nothing stopping me. Yeah, bad things happen all the time. They happen all the time, but I already know that my faith will rise over this occasion, that my faith in him would be that anchor for me to hold on. And even though those waves are rising and the tides are high, but I'm okay. I'm okay. This faith is some serious business. Are you ready for this? Are you ready to be moved and motivated by faith that you have? God had to give me a little bit. From sometimes God has to help you out a little bit more. There's some people who are blessed with faith, okay? I have a brother who's blessed with faith. You know, my brother, I should have learned from him. My brother, when he was younger, I seen him get full scholarships. You know, didn't even make the grades, but he said, I'm going to that college. I was like, how are you going to get into that college? He said, watch, my faith. I was like, yeah, right. They ain't having you up in there. Graduated with honors. I was like, wow. Because he believed in God. See, I was like, no, it's all about, you know, if you're the person and you got the money, you got the brains, that's what I was all about. I was like, nah, they ain't going to have you up in there. No. But you see, like, I would have learned from him, but I didn't, because I'm a stubborn person. And God know it. He was like, well, you know, Dion's stubborn. He ain't going to listen to nothing. But I had to really follow dire situation, and I had to say, hey, guess what? Only way you're going to make it out of this, Dion, is have faith in God. You know, having faith in yourself is nice. It's great to have a nice self-esteem about yourself. You know, it's good. I had that. You know, sometimes being too overtly self-indulgent of yourself sometimes gets you in trouble. Is that really faith, or is that a cop-out of faith? Because I'm going to be honest with you, I was definitely overconfident as a person. And I think the reason why I was overconfident as a person, because when I was growing up, everybody said, Dion, you're going to be this, and Dion, you're going to be that. And I actually believed in it in a certain way that, you know, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But see, the thing was, yes, I had the ability to do it, but did I really believe in myself? Did I really have faith in God? No, I had faith in myself. So when things happen to me, like, oh, what happened? Dion, you didn't fail at that like I thought you was going to fail. So there left a doubt in myself, saying, oh, wow, I'm not as great as people say that I'm not as great as people say that I am. You know, I'm not as good as I thought I was. Oh, wow. When you find that out in life, it hits you hard. I said, Lord, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, people say that I was this and I was that, and I made a mistake. So I'm not that perfect like I thought I was. What happened? And so you develop self-doubt in yourself. And doubting and faith don't mix. It's like water and vinegar. No, water and oil. Is it water or oil? Something like that. Water and oil. Water and vinegar don't mix either. No, actually, I think they do. Anyway. But, like, water and oil, they don't mix. Oh, they're just laying around each other. You see the all in the water. But they don't mix. So I developed this doubting attitude because I felt like I'm this, and people say I was this and that. Why is this thing happening? Then I had to check myself. I was like, I wasn't putting God first. You know, I'm always going to say this if you listen to Spoken Revelation. God's business before my business. Remember that. Say that, you come out on top. His business has to be done. But I was all about D. Balladeer business. Lord said, I want my business to be done. I bless you with these things because I want my business to be done. I ain't bless you with this stuff, Dion, to praise who you are, because I'm responsible for who you are, not you. And I was like, whoa. I said, wow, he really is my dad. He really is my father. Like, he's checking me. He's telling me, Dion, you're nothing without me. Without my grace and mercy. you wouldn't even be here. You'd be 6 feet under. The stuff I've done. I mean, really. You know? People just don't know where I came from, you know? I mean, it was times where, I've seen bullets whizzing across my face. That bullet should have hit me. But God saw fit for me to be here. You know, a lot of times people see, oh, you know, he's nice and this and that, but they don't know my background. You know, I was a very stubborn person, and I ain't listen to nothing. And I'm going to be honest with you. And when I was growing up, I really didn't like people. I didn't like kids. I was just to myself. You know, and the Lord had to break me out of all that. But it was my faith, and I felt like I could get better. And he made me a better person. He made me more understanding towards people, you know. And, you know, people used to say, you know, you carry yourself differently, you know. Why you act that way, you know. But I had to stop I had to stop from being all about myself. I had to be unselfish. And when I became unselfish, he allowed me to move forward in my life. And he allowed me to better assess my faith. I'm pretty much a logical thinker. Not now, but I used to be a very logical thinker. You know, 1 + 1 = 2. But 1 + 1 can mean a lot of things to our Father. I automatically don't have to mean 2. Because he will supply your need. He will make that 2, 4, 6, 7, 8. You know, he will multiply it. When people think that you're nothing, when people think you're done, when people think, wow, he'll never get out of that, just pray for him. He will put you on top. He will put you on top. You know why he can put you on top? And I'm going to read this scripture. Philippians 4th chapter 13 verse. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. That's why. When Christ strengthens you, you can get out of that muck and Mari. You can get out of that situation. You can get out of crime. You can get out of drugs. You can get out of alcoholism. You can stop being an addict. You can grow your business. You can stop the worryation. You can stop the hate. Stop the overeating. But Christ has to strengthen your faith. I can't do it alone. You can't do it alone. We can't. I'm sorry. I don't care how strong you are, how smart you are, how beautiful you are, how handsome you are. You can't do it by yourself. How talented you are, you can't do it by yourself. You need God, our Father, the Creator of heaven and earth, and you. He also the creator of the devil that's tricking you. But just like my pastor said before, he said a lot of times we blame too many things on the devil. Well, it's you. Well, it's you that's stopping you. It's you. Look to the mirror. It's you. Dion, look. It's you. Michael Jackson wasn't playing when he said the man in the mirror. It was the truth. It's you. It's you that's starting all these wars. It's you that's hurting your spouse. It's you that's hurting your friend. It's you. Don't give the devil no credit. It's you. God want to bring you closer to him. But you sit there
and you just continue to do the things that you're doing because you're full of yourself. I know. I was there. I'm full of myself, too. Oh, I'm way better than you. Don't even talk to me. Oh, I know that feeling. No, I'm not talking. One thing about me, I don't talk nothing. If I haven't really dealt about it, if I haven't dealt with it myself, I don't really like talking about it. That's about me. So a lot of times when I'm saying things, I'm talking to myself. And I'm talking about how I was and what I went through. You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about the breakdown of Dion Ballard and the makeup of the new Dion Ballard. So it's going to be myself. You're going to see myself, and I'm going to tell you a picture. I'm going to show you a picture of me being demolished. And then I'm going to give you another picture of me being built up from the basement to the steeple, to the top. This is a journey. This is a journey of love. This is a journey of love, poetry, music. This is a journey. Spoken Revelation is a journey. It's a journey for me, but it's going to be a journey for you if you listen closely, if you follow. Follow. Come with me. Come with me. I want to show you some stuff. And I want to show you some stuff artistically, poetically, musically, because it's all about the mind, body, and soul. There's a method behind Spoken Revelation. And if you stay here and you listen to me, you're going to find out. You're going to find out things in your life that's going to elevate you that you didn't never knew you had. Elevate your soul and your spirit. And things that's going to resonate you. Because things have to be spoken to your life. They have to. Other people can speak things inside of you to make you better. Because you can internalize it and speak it for yourself. Then you become empowered. It's how we do things in life. This is how we should do things. We should do that because God wants us to be this way. He intended us to be this way. And he loves you. I love you too. And I just want the best for you. Please, hold on to your faith. Find your faith. You could do it. You could do it. You can do it. Because God loves you. And he wants the best for you. So we're going to take a music break, and we're going to come back to you, and we're going to talk more on faith. So enjoy this music break.
Righteousness, nor do we bless what's next. Our heirs, see. No one cares that our future is doomed from our past. We've allowed victories of yesterday to outlast promises of today. As everyone looks away from our demise, we've turned a blind eye to the tragedy of now, worshiping the sacred cow of vanity, embracing profanity, because we lack structure.
I rise, tears in my eyes, worried about friends and fam and our demise. Tell me what you see, could it be the end of us, the family tree? I rise, tears in my eyes, worried about friends and fam and our demise. As I hear all the children's cries, like a phoenix, can we rise?
I rise. As we paint a disguise upon our misguided faces, if you look closely, traces of what used to be can be found. But we've lost common ground with mankind, rewound time back to hostility. We've declined possibilities of deliverance and civility, trampled upon the miscellany of hope. Life's a joke filled with punchlines of success. This thing's a mess, dangling instant stardom before our very eyes, while our true identity we despise, adjusting our physical appearance to appear less stressed, more plastic, Barbie dressed. Women perplexed, hankering over acceptance of man, too confused to understand the predestined plan of existence, losing a chance at true peace, searching for release from any source. So we force weight loss surgery when overweight, get hair transplants when our face is hair lost. At any cost, we wear weaves to fit in, tummy tucks to grin with the upper echelon of society. This thing is killing me and you.
I rise, tears in my eyes, worried about friends and fam and our demise. Tell me what you see, could it be the end of us, the family tree? I rise, tears in my eyes, worried about friends and fam and our demise. As I hear all the children's cries, like a phoenix, can we rise?
I rise as my eyes finally view my conscious surface, thresholds for humanity, rights upheld for real purpose. Becoming this preamble, constituting this liberating service, inviting congregations from my holy thoughts, remnants of my end times. Babies addicted to Christ are still born every day, while crystal milk sparkles, while hot lighting, a new slow death. Anxieties are rampant, falsehoods are worn, Trayvon Martin. Rise above this psychological chaos, bullet holes in our neighborhood, no one ever hears it. Justice, please, we the people deserve it. Rise, rise, I rise. Plagues on our dwindling education, our bottom drops out, no base for our near future. Marvin Gaye's anthem for pain plays, Trouble Man. Songs for revival unsung, mics for voices are abandoned. No stand as they lay on this concrete floor to get trampled. My dreads are still twisting, my knots are still landing. Government never helping for a solution to detangle. Scripted reality shows when our media mangles. The government becomes your program director, sex, life, and mental rape. Revolution, I'm demanding, understanding a poet wishing for this concrete to become porous. Set in this hard compost to grow slowly through. The Most High nature allows our corrupted institutions crack. So I rise like an eagle, running, praying I don't faint when our youth has haunted by material issues, valuing, womanizing with their luxury cars with candy paint. I rise to be a beacon to hold for the truth, showing this lifestyle has a false roof. Held on to the phoenix wings for elevation, rising for my constant subliminal manipulation. Rise, 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 as I rise, still removing my dirt from my psyche. Cleanse this negativity that becomes my stain. And I rise, and I rise, and I rise.
I rise, tears in my eyes, worried about friends and fam and our demise. Tell me what you see, could it be the end of us, the family tree? I rise, tears in my eyes, worried about friends and fam and our demise.
children's cries like a phoenix. Can we rise? Like a phoenix, can we rise?
WBMC Radio. didn't change the station. We changed the game.
Being there, Lord.
Ooh. WBMC Radio. We didn't change the station. We changed the game.
For man-like, right beyond the plate. But your mind won't repeat. Thoughts, after thoughts, after thoughts. Hurry, see, dreaming like a cheat. And your body with the lock. You never know what's through it, so until you knock. Cause you already got a plan. New life you can receive. The whole thing to do is stand. Hell, faith, and belief. Grace and mercy, peace, and joy. So much is on its list. When two and three, touching the three. He's in the mix, but if your heart had of how my muse
seep between your ear hole, giving you so much soul. I'm so bold, anatomy, filling all your cavities. This is a shakedown, I make rounds, so get down and listen to my poetry.
My poetry spaces in your mind, my poetry that I'm helping you find. A love and it's one of a kind, yeah, it's one of a kind. My poetry spaces in your mind, my poetry that I'm helping you find. A love and it's one of a kind, yeah, it's one of a kind.
A day of reckoning, a day of learning about yourself, learning words as it gravitate towards your soul and push you out as it push you back in. It's like the black hole, but realization of what's been told and what's been learned and what you feel in the deal. Sometimes the cards wasn't dealt right, but blackjack, this is how we feeling. You know how we do it. Listen to healing of poetry revealing premise of what we own in our mind. Our soul is divine. It's what's given by God. So we should use it and we should explore it and we should let it all out and let His love reign forever. This is what poetry, when
my poetry spaces in your mind, my poetry that I'm helping you find. And it's one of a kind, yeah, it's one of a kind. My poetry spaces in your mind, my poetry that I'm helping you find. A love, and it's one of a kind, yeah, it's one of a kind. My poetry spaces in your mind, my poetry that I'm helping you find. A love, and it's one of a kind, yeah, it's one of a kind. My poetry spaces in your mind, my poetry that I'm helping you find. A love and it's one of a kind, yeah, it's one of a kind.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back.
Are you really a design for us? Afraid what you may unravel inside your travel, stepping on loose fitted gravel, having the effects of an unpinned grenade. Never trusting yourself in this trifling age. Who gets infected as we get disrespected? Their way was made for the masses, wondering why we fail. Subjecting your feelings inside a fragile house, blindfolded without a roof, never really obtaining shelter, very subtle behind their darkness. So imagine one, but feeling the bitter cold wind, mirage of confidence in your promising thoughts of soundly built for a family. Death and uncomfortable as your boiler breaks, when we usher in confusion because of what we purchase. Retail driven but don't realize what's always hidden, when the government used product placement to ensure public erasing, keeping your rights at bay. Why are you wondering, when will my job come back to my shore? Why all this disease, is there ever a cure? Eating up everything as a spoon feeds you, never adjusting your leash for luxury, only tighter. Uncle Sam and your nephews awake, only you out of line. When love was supposed to form a circle, back and forth reactions but never to gain real sight. This been in the making since birth, decisions of your worth. Complete me with a guilty embedded code, having rights to all of your mind, body and soul. Pestilence to keep you under their control, like a can of bread for a consumer's purpose. Glued to a price tag, always in good service.
Always in good service. Always in good service.
Debating the words, don't put the weight to the word. So I just say it in a go, this world can't be worse. Working slowly to infiltration, profaning our minds, dumping nuclear on slums, and the children go blind. between the blood in the body. Whatever instincts don't appear naked down under so much filth. Embarrassing situations, mother selling bodies, getting paid, or they just don't get the food for babies and get raped. Holding a backfiring weapon in the middle of a slaughter, cause of a sick-minded father molesting the daughter. Breaking down the house till the walls can't sustain, hurting its own body like a man on cocaine. That's insane, but that's how the world works. Conscious replaced by greed, and our bread little devils that grow too big indeed. Commercialistic contractors wiping off the flora, light in black and white devoid of any chroma. Human eyes people can't adjust to this sight probably, or why would we just ignore it like it's happening normally? This all is not being allowed, it's being promoted, not by outsiders but by the people we promoted. It's not about the revolution, it's the people we chose. It's about the people at top, that's the root cause. It's about the people at top.
Zvrtom se koupej vonaš, tak a lož, nechaj jde na ujíšky sem se. Vos neírá znám, můj lov, se nebude. Vos, kde mi je svojí zvrtový úspěch. Bro, pojď vás nezvěstit, bro, nech se někým bedně nevzít. Já svůj věď, když to ven do dneska, je vůf mi chát. Vůfr jsem ho po toho postovat, no.
Always in good
sense. Nám, boha, už jino, je vůz mi ten, no, něme jsi chlo. Rodia, jino, už se loký, vlodí se, že oven.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Spoken Revelations, and I'm your host, Dion Ballard. Continuation from God don't shut down, we shut down. We shut down everything. We don't allow God to bless us. We shut him out of our life. We shut him out of everything, and then we want to become blessed. And I was just, you know, as the music was playing, I was just thinking about how good God really is in my life. And I was just talking to somebody how, you know, by putting him first, I really realized who I was as a person. All this negativity and turmoil that was plaguing my life. You know, I'm not saying my life is perfect. I know where my faith lies when it comes to dealing with what I go through. When you're led by faith, you don't worry like you used to worry when you don't have faith. I mean, things are going to hit you, and you're going to be like, oh, wow. Let's look at the situation in a different light. Where do we go from here, God? And you ask yourself that. It's imperative that we, our hearts, and our minds to where we need to go in life. And the only way we can open up that pathway and that trail to become better is for us not to shut down. We can't shut down. Many times I want to give up, and as many times that I gave up. But you know what? Let me get into another scripture. Psalms 40th chapter, first verse. Excuse me. Psalms 40th chapter, fourth verse. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. We have to trust in the Lord. And like I was saying earlier, this scripture is talking about trusting in yourself, being proud of yourself for what the Lord is doing in your life. And do not let
people lie to you, saying you don't need God, when you're the reason why you're here, is by God. It's by God's doing. So don't let people lie to you. Do not let people take you for a trip that you're never going to go anywhere, because you need faith and you need God. And faith in God means success. That's what it means. Hebrews 11 chapter, first verse. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You got to believe in your healing, even though your body's aching. You got to believe in your finances, even when you don't have nothing in your pocket. The Lord will provide all your needs. You got to believe that you're sane, even when things around you are going crazy, and it seems like you're actually being a part of the things that's going crazy, when you feel like you're going crazy with the things that's around you that's being crazy. You got to believe that the Lord will bring stability in your life. You have to believe, and you got to know, and you got to grow with that power. Just like I said before, that seed. The Lord would never tell you to plant it if the ground wasn't fertile. You know, and people may argue with me, and they say, hey, Dion, that's not you, because you know what? I invested so many $1,000s in this business, and it didn't even grow. Was it the Lord's will and way? That's another topic. Okay? You know when the Lord tells you to do something, because he put it in your heart. And he'll tell you. Just got to listen to him. The small voice. It don't always have to be the loud voice. It's a small voice. Say, do it. You also don't listen to it, but listen to it. God don't shut down. We shut down. We bring a dead ear to what he has to say. Then we lose faith because we're not listening, because we're not doing it. And God is not in it. Listen. You want to become better. Listen. We shut him out. He don't shut you out. You shut him out. What's that saying? You can lead a horse to the water, but you can't make him drink. Right? God is leading you to the fertile ground. Plant, my son. Plant, my daughter. And what are you doing? You planting your seed somewhere else in a desert. And you're thinking, oh, wow, it's not growing. The Lord didn't tell you to plant it there. Then, Lord, I don't have faith in you no more because I planted my seed over here and it didn't grow. Listen. He's telling you where to plant the seed at. I'm talking to myself because I've done it myself. I invested money in some stuff, and I'm like, Lord, have mercy. This ain't going nowhere. What in the world I was doing? But I didn't listen to you, Lord, so I already know. It's on me. I should have listened because I already know. I already know myself. You got to know yourself because I know I hate. Well, that was on me. I wasted my own money. I wasted my own time. I wasted my own feelings. Oh, yeah, because it could be like that in the relationships, too. The Lord tell you, leave that man alone. Leave that woman alone. Man, but I love her. Leave her alone. I told you. No, I want her. We shut him out. We shut down. God never shut down. He's here forever and ever and ever. He's not ruled by time. We are. We don't listen. We are here. We're God's children. We don't listen. You're a dad, your mother, tell your kid to do something, and you know for a fact it ain't going to turn out right. But they tell you, but dad, this and this and this and that. But mom, this and this and this and that. And guess what? That's a beg your pardon. Well, you know what? This happened. Well, I knew it was going to happen. But I had to let you see for yourself. Now you're going to come back. Now you're going to listen. And the more times that those kids come back and don't listen and they find out that you're right, they are more susceptible to listening to you. And God do the same thing for us. All right. Keep losing your finances. Keep losing your heart. Keep losing your career. Keep losing your mind because you don't listen. We sacrifice everything on the line for not listening. Obedience is better than sacrifice. We talked about that on later shows. You have to give into His will and His way. And if you do that, you're going to have faith. Because you know if you give into it, the faith is going to be proven. The faith is going to be proven because you did what He said, and therefore you were successful, and so you're going to be like, okay, well, I got to continue on this pathway to success by listening to Him, His will and His way. That's what you need to do. Are we bullheaded? We stubborn. Well, I want to do this, and I could do that because I'm blessed with this, and I got that, and I have that, and I have this. Remember, you wouldn't have none of that if it wasn't for Him. But we don't listen. Philippians 4 and 13. I know I said the scripture before, but I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me. So that means that you have to be in His way for Him to strengthen you. You have to be in accordance to His will. You have to be in accordance to His commandments so He can strengthen you. You think the scripture is a lie? Philippians 4:13? No, it's not a lie. His word will go without void. His word is forever. His word will last longer than you and I and anything else on this earth. When people say word is bond, His word is bond for real. I'm going to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? It don't lie. Your boy may lie to you. Your girl may lie to you. Your man may lie to you. But God ain't going to lie to you. You straight up. That dude is straight up. He going to tell you straight no chaser. And you don't like it. But there's strength in it. There's strength in the truth. We in the world today where people want to be told a bunch of lies. And that's exactly why the world is in the situation that it is in now. Because people are working and living by a bunch of lies. And then they wonder why they ain't getting nowhere. Because the basis of how you do things is on a lie. So you can't prosper. You can't be the man you want to be. You can't be the woman you want to be. Because you base your values on lies. You can tell the truth, and the truth will always be the truth. You can tell a lie, you have to tell another lie to cover up that lie. So basically, you're just lying. You know, have you ever lied so much that it's like, okay, all right, well, I'm going to retire that lie. Because every time I say that lie, it gets me in trouble. Because there's no basis to a lie. Truth would always be the truth. I don't care what government or what person or what entity or whatever they're trying to promote a lie, it's always going to go back to being a lie.
because people get tired of telling lies. Notice, the best liar in the world, he gets tired of telling lies. Well, the same old lie anyway. He make up new ones. He or she will make up new ones. And then when they make up new ones, you're like, oh, wow, are you serious? No, that can't happen. You start checking that person. But if the truth is the truth. And the truth don't make you free. It will set you free. I mean, the truth won't set you free. It will make you free. That means when you're told the truth, the realization is there. You're already in the know. It's up to you to receive it. That is the truth. When something is set, it means it's set to do a certain thing. It's set to receive something. But when you tell the truth, when you are told the truth, you already been transformed to the truth. Whether you know it or not, you already been transformed. That's why when somebody's like, say LeBron James, you know, I know people say, you know, LeBron James, you know, but, you know, LeBron James can play, so he's the truth. Because he can play. We already established that he's a good player. He's a good basketball player. We established that. Now, if we say, you know, we see LeBron James stats, and we're like, okay, well, he's in the making of being a good player. No, he's a good player already. It's proven by the stats that he has achieved. So, you know, he's a good player. So that truth is there. It's already been transformed as truth. Now I can look at some young prospect, maybe in college, and you know, he's good. You know, he's budding. You know, his free throws may be a little off, but he got a nice crossover and he's pretty fast and quick. And I could say, well, you know, he's in the making of he's set to be a good player. But he's not a great player yet. But he has potential to be a great player. Now, truth will make you free. It will transform you into who you are, who you need to be. A lie will keep you in bondage. Keep you in total bondage. And having no faith will keep you in total bondage. We shut down. Remember, God never shuts down. Later on the show, I have a poem that I'm going to read about this. About God never shuts down. We shut down. I remember so many days of me thinking that I had faith, and I don't have it. I didn't have it. I didn't have faith. Not true faith. True faith is believing what God gave you, not believing in what you think you gave to yourself. Now, check that. There's a difference. There's confidence. And there's faith. Well, should I say self-confidence? And there's faith. Sometimes we so self-confident that we can confuse it as real faith. But just like I said earlier, the truth will make you free. It will make you, it will transform you into what you need to be.
I never did that for myself. So how can I be that self-confident? There's a difference. Who we are as a person, who we are as a people, has a difference. Don't confuse yourself. Please don't confuse yourself. Someone made you. You may call it a different name, but someone made you. And they put you on this earth. They put you on this earth for a reason. And it's to praise him. Not man. Man is a conduit of the spiritual consciousness. That's all man is. Some people know about it. Some people don't. But the people who know about it is rewarded in this world. This world is different than what people think it is. There are a lot of people who are made to deceive you, who benefit off you being spiritually blind. And a part of you being spiritually blind is that ye of little faith. Spoken word is a powerful tool. You got to believe it. You got to believe that there's a higher power from within that can move mountains, that can change your life, that can guide and direct you. We have to know. 90% of our brain power is not being used. What is it for? Why is most of our brain considered vestigial? Basically, it is. It's like the appendix. Appendix is a vestigial organ. It's an organ that is in your body, but we don't know what it was for. It's just something there. It's just an organ that's there. It doesn't. We don't know what it's for. So it's a vestigial organ. So basically some parts of our brain is vestigial. What is it? Why? Why we only use a small percentage of our brain? And some people use less than that. Some people use like 2% of their brain. They just walking and breathing. They don't care. They don't read. They don't study. They believe everything people say to them. They take it as bond word. That's word, dog. That's word. Yo, all right. That's what's up. No, it's not. People are feeding you lies, and they fed you lies your whole life. But you saying that's what's up. I'm going to tell you what's up. Your life, your freedom, your spiritual freedom is what's up for grabs. You better wake up. And I always used to say, smell the coffee before it's thrown in your face. And it's pretty hot, brother. It's pretty hot. These people ain't playing with you out here. And sisters, they ain't playing with you neither. This is real talk. And I'm telling you, you got to have faith to make it. People say this and that, you know, about Obama and all that. It's not even about Obama no more. It's about you. It's about your spiritual side of yourself. It's about you, brother. In the mirror. Michael Jackson tell no lie when he did that. Rest in peace, MJ. We do it to ourselves. What we do as a people and what we do as a person, what we do as a nation, what we do as a world collective of nations. It's only one person, we the cell. And that one cell is messing up other cells. And the body of the whole world composition is messing up. and it's edifying itself into what we have, as in storms and the weather's all messed up because we messed up. Oh, yeah, yeah. Because it's consciousness. If you, you know, we are one with this world. We're made from, even the Bible tells you what we're made of. So if you react as a virus to something, yes, it's going to kill the body. It's going to kill the body of the earth. That's why the earth is so messed up, because the people are messed up. We're supposed to have been on this earth, Adam and Eve. We ain't supposed to be working. Nah. Our thoughts were supposed to rule this world. What we say, Lord, I want it to be sunlight. Sun will come up. We spoke it into existence. And why are we trying to be God? Because I ain't trying to be God. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to be that way. But I guaranteed you I would use this power. I would use this power. It's at my disposal. Because I pray and I have faith. And everybody say they want to be God. Well, I tell you what, bring somebody to life. You come back. How about dying to come back and save this world? Okay? That would be what's up. But let's find out the power that you do have. And the power that you do have is faith. You can move on faith. Matter of fact, you can move on faith so much that people may consider you a God. But guess what? It's the God inside you. You're the conduit through that power. So you can unleash that power anytime. And that's through faith. You have to have faith in God to do these things. We're going to another scripture, Mark 9, chapter 23, verse. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And, you know, speaking of Jesus said, you would do things greater than himself. You know, and people are saying, you know, I love Jesus and I want to be more like Jesus. You can. You can do a work better than Jesus. Because he was only on this earth for a certain amount of time. You can reach more souls and touch more people and help more people than Jesus ever did. But you're doubtful. You're very doubtful. You know, I don't know about that.
Well, I don't know about that, man. No, you do for yourself. Nah, dog. It ain't all about that. It's about me and my family.
Well, I tell you what. I'm going to be honest with you. There's going to come a time that if we're not a community, your family's going to be non-existent. Listen,
I always tell people this. If the Lord want us to be by ourselves, he will have a separate planet for Dion, for you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you. And you wouldn't have the power to procreate and have babies and, you know, all that. If he wanted you to be by itself, you would be like, what, asexual or something? Or you probably wouldn't be that because you want to be by yourself. So you probably don't want nothing around. You just want to be in a world that's all about you. It's all about Dion. This is my world. It's all about me. We're not made for that. We're made to help each other. We made to react with each other. And we made to give the Most High praise together. And the church is inside you. That's the temple. Ancient people used to try to build temples to mimic the temple inside of us. Yeah. Temple wasn't really made to be worshipped in. It was to commemorate the temple of us. We are the temple. It's like somebody making a statue of you. Temple was made because of you. Because spiritually, if the spirit is inside you, you the temple. You worship from your body. You got to have faith. You got to have faith. And you have to rely on God's word. And you got to pray. And you got to understand that this world is for the faithful when it comes to having success in this world. And people say, well, I don't have no type of faith. I never relied on faith. I just been there. I just been existing. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Everyone has a little drop of faith. You know, I said before I had no faith, but yes, I did have some faith. Even I didn't have enough faith, I felt, for the Lord blessed me with faith. But everyone has some type of faith. Because I'm telling you, a lot of these people who have faith in their teams, basketball, football teams, they even have faith and say, okay, you want me to work 7 o'clock in the morning? Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to be there. That's faith. You're telling your employer that you're going to be there at 7 o'clock in the morning to work. That's faith, too, because you don't have to get up. Believe me, you don't have to get up. There's so many people that die in their sleep. But you have faith that you're going to wake up, right? And work that job and make that money, right? You know, you have faith. Take out a bank loan. Oh, I have faith. I'm going to pay it back. So we have faith. So if you have faith in a bank, you have faith in a job, why not have faith in the person that made you? That sounds stupid. You have faith in stuff that's frivolous, basically. But you don't have faith in God. God is the one that gave you that job. O ye little faith. God never shuts down. We shut down. Who out there is shutting down on themselves? Who's not believing in nothing the Lord is telling them to do? Who out there is shutting down? I'm going to pray for you because you need it. And I'm not going to this prayer, Lord, just because the Lord led me to just pray for the people who's shutting God out. Lord, we come here today. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you're doing. And, Lord, please bless our listeners right now, Lord Jesus. Touch them in a mighty way, Lord Jesus. Lord, make them understand that your will and your way is the best way, Lord Jesus. Please, Lord, help them, Lord Jesus, because they need it. Lord, open up their mind, Lord Jesus, and open up their consciousness of you, that you are the only provider, that you will get them out of the situation, the dire situation that they're into now, Lord. Bless them, Lord Jesus, Lord. You see what they need, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus, here on Spoken Revelations, Lord, to give them the word so they can receive it, Lord, so they can get out the muck and mire, Lord Jesus. Lord, help them right now, Lord Jesus. And we pray all these things, Heavenly Father, in your name, Yahweh. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for everything you're doing. Something just in my heart wanted to pray because, you know what? People need faith. We need it. We need the faith of God. We need it in this world today. And I'm going to take a music break. And I want you to be blessed. Listen to the music and vibe to it. And let the Lord bless your heart. And we'll see you back on Spoken Revelation after the music break.
Darkness around me.
WBMC Radio. We didn't change the station.
I want to know how many of you have made a vow to the Lord that you would bless him at all times, and his praise shall continually be in your mouth. If that's you out there, I want you to make some noise in this place. Come on and bring your sacrifice. And with joy, I give it to you tonight, Lord. Ooh, yeah. As I, everything I have, I want to praise you for it, Lord, yeah. Your mercy, your mercy. I didn't deserve it, but you gave it to me anyway. I will worship you. Ooh, yeah. Thank you for bringing me out, Lord. Your grace and mercy, yeah. My praise, I'll bring it with joy. Bless the Lord. I will praise thy name forever and ever. Yeah. You love.
You love.
A triple giver. I bring my praise with joy. I lift my hands.
brighter and clearer than it's ever been. Not sleeping, but becoming. Pushing past impossible to unstoppable. Finding the dream inside the sound. For all those who doubted, how do you like me now? Long overdue and making up for lost time. I've changed the record, changed the tune. There's a new soundtrack to my life called Doing It My Way. Not Sinatra, but Chan on keys. God must have been a jazz fan, cause he conjured up Miles of Groove, gave Coltrane his somber move, Thelonious some funk monk, and Will a smooth groove. I sat anxious and frustrated, debated, had no choice but to wait it out, not knowing that the wait was faded, exactly what was needed, everything but defeated, had to come for this moment to be this. Ready now and claiming it, guess the aim of it. Heaven's tall, solid foundation cannot fall or fail. When you're living your dream, there's no such thing. It's like the sky open just for me. I know I was made to do this. Listen to the sounds that ought to prove it. Blessings flowing down, no slowing down. Enjoying the now. Raindrops transformed into light. Smiling cause it feels so right. And I'm conscious, moving around, touching everything destined for me. Welcome into my dream gallery. Looking through the glass, it's beautiful. Beyond the physical, almost spiritual. The healing of a broken soul. It's funny how life takes its toll, becomes a burden, and you're left chasing goals until things finally start moving in the right direction, and your passion becomes perfection. There's no second guessing. The best is always worth waiting for. Dream Gallery.
Call up the ghost of Chano Pozo, baby, and in memoriam, the soul of Ray Barreto, who this day dwells in his final samadhi. Let's go Ouija board boating in an ocean where all time simultaneously unfolding. What's technically impossible from a Congo square congero, or a gypsy named Django, whose missing fingers pluck miraculous chord riffs, even the full-fisted can't follow. Wonderful, unplayable notes. The mind heart we hold in common wants to swallow with the delighted face weight of a disbelieving eyebrow. Ain't it a shame it got misnamed evil ways, maybe, when muses give us medicine to soothe the slip-through keys, to always play the changes. Slay me Afro-Cuban grooving to school wild, stepchild rock of ages. Engage me with tales of two tones, meet and mate me, Rubia. Let's not be waiting till we're bled to a hospital bed to greet it and grunt, cause the vamp plays on across our own funeral parade. Life, death, heaven and hell are but doors in a hallway music made. So don't dismiss the bliss in your own funk, or we'll miss the glorious Storyville, Willie Bobo, and the Mojo's Manor from Carlos Santana.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. Nice stuff, man. I'm so proud of musicians that send in their stuff and providing our show, Vocal Revelations, with some great music, great soundtrack, because music is good for the soul, just like the Word of God is. And I just want to thank everybody for coming in. And we're going to just reminisce of what's been said and about God. Don't shut down. We shut down. And we got to understand that we have to open up to Him and keep our heart open and believe in His word and understand that we make mistakes and we are human. And we have doubts, but through faith we can go on. Now, I'm going to do this poem. It's called God Don't Shut Down. The government shuts down. His holy will and His ways remains open. He told you not to put your trust in men. Chariot and horses are always covered as the sands of time have its way. Each time He lifts us out of His dirt. In Him there is safety from harm and hurt. If His mercy withdraws from this earth, that's when I'm frightful and nervous, because most don't know their real purpose. People are losing faith, not obtaining EBT benefits, distraught while throwing fits, without acknowledging His abundant spiritual service. Don't get upset. His grace is more than efficient. He has proven in all our humanity struggles. Remember, when He built that bridge over those waters that were very troubled, He has been overly proficient. Listen to His calling He lays upon your heart. Start with faithful praises while ushering in good deeds. And that's my peace. God, don't shut down. And we thank you all for listening. And we thank everyone who sent in their music and people who are supporting the show. We thank you, the affiliates out there. And until next Sunday, we will see you later. And may God bless you and love you all.
In spite of so many outlets available in the media capital of the world, fans of R&B, hip-hop, gospel, spoken word, and urban pop have taken notice of WBMC Radio. WBMC, we're multi-access. Like, listen, and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Speaker.com. And we're emerging right now, thanks to programs like The Real Report, Unsigned Grind, Game Changer. WBMC Radio. We didn't change the station. We changed the game.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.